The Magic Apple, Part 1. In a small village, surrounded by green woods, lived a boy named Tom. He was 11 years old. He went to the town school in the morning, and in the afternoons he enjoyed playing under the trees with his friends. One day, he got tired of playing with his friends and lay down under a big apple tree. But suddenly, something hit his head.
"Ouch!" he said. "That hurts!"
It was a big, bright, red apple.
"I'm sorry. The wind knocked me down,"
the apple said.
"Can you talk?" asked Tom.
"Yes, I can. I'm a magic apple, you know."
"Oh, that's incredible! Did you grow in this tree?" Tom said.
The big, bright, red apple said,
"No, I don't belong here. My home is a beautiful garden far from here. I have parents and 50 brothers and sisters. All belong to the apple family. You can't enter the garden because it has a big front door and you need a special key. One day, I was playing with my brothers and sisters when I saw the green monster that lived by the lake. Door was open and the monster tried to enter the garden. I'm sure he wanted to eat all of us because he loves apples. I ran to close the door so the monster couldn't enter, but I was locked out and nobody saw me. The monster ran after me to eat me and I rolled and rolled to escape. A girl saw me and she took me. She bit me, but I was so hard to bite. Magic apples are made of glass, that she got angry and threw me away. A farmer was passing by with a big basket full of other apples. He saw me and put me in the basket. He was going to the market to sell the fruit. Suddenly, a big crow saw the apples and wanted to have one for dinner. It saw me and took me in its beak. He flew to an apple tree in a farm and put me in this tree because he was saving me for later. When it returned, it got confused and took another apple, so I was left here. The wind blew very hard and knocked me down. I'm very sad and I want to go home."